Hello and welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am Noelle and this is episode 46, How to Master Your Greatest Superpower, Your Intuition. So it's Valentine's Day Eve, February 13th, 2021. My birthday is tomorrow and I wanted to do this episode because this is a powerful, powerful topic to talk about. Many experts over the many, many eons have said that our intuition is the highest form of intelligence that we possess as human beings. I couldn't agree more. The older and wiser I've become, the more I credit listening to my intuition to being able to steer my life in amazing directions, when if I had not listened to it, I would probably have been much more unhappy with the results I got. So I learned to listen to my intuition at a very, very young age. Going back to about the age of 5 or 6, I am one of those people that I think maybe we just come into the world this way. But there's some of us who we just know at a very young age that we're going to listen to that voice inside of us. And the more we listen to that voice inside of us that's telling us right from wrong, which direction to go in, what to do in certain situations, etc., the more we listen to that voice, the better we get at just following our intuition. More unconsciously, we don't really have to think about it. Now, we learn as we go through life to tune out of our intuition. We are basically taught through our educational systems and on it goes through life not to listen to our intuition. We are taught to doubt that voice inside of us, and so very often our other parts of the brain will take over in decision making. And so we'll go into logic or reason or other forms of intelligence, yet we're not listening to the most important aspect of our intelligence, which is our intuition. So I'm going to go into this just a little bit real quick about what intuition is exactly, how it's defined. Basically, so again, it's the highest form of intelligence we possess. It is, you know, many, many spiritual traditions for thousands of years have all revered the powers of intuition, from Buddhist to Islam, Hindu, Western philosophy, etc. So intuition is definitely revered amongst most spiritual practices and most cultures around the world. But you know, if you're not taught how to utilize it, very often you don't pay attention to it as much as you should. Now, women innately will listen to their intuition a little more readily than a man, because a man, his other parts of the brain will take over and he'll drown out his intuition. Although it's there, he might not listen to it as acutely as he should be. So let's refer to intuition as the soul's GPS. Our intuition is always guiding us in a direction that we innately want to go in. Whether we're listening or not is another story. So what is intuition? It's really a sudden, inexplicable feeling that arises within us. It's referred to as our sixth sense, an inkling, a hunch, a gut feeling. And basically, it's that voice inside of us that's here to guide us and protect us and inform us. So the information we receive from our intuition is really not usually available from our conscious mind. It's really coming from an unconscious place within us. And that's very interesting because our conscious mind is generally what's taking over when we're making decisions. Our intuition is coming from our unconscious. That's why when you learn to tune into it, it can really, really catapult your life in directions that you will be extremely happy with, as long as you're setting a vision and goals for yourself. So what common ways do we experience intuition? You know, it usually emerges as a quiet inner voice or feeling that tells us to take a chance or go down a certain path or accept a certain opportunity, open a door, and so on. Intuition will also tell us what not to do, when to be careful, when to turn around, or without feeling somebody might be following us, or you know, something just didn't feel right about a certain situation or what somebody said. And again, that's all of our intuition. You know, it's guiding us all the time. So how did intuition arise? Well, it's associated with the right side of our brain. Now, I'm gonna say that again because this is very interesting. Many, many people are ruled by the left side of their brain. They have really just sharpened that side of the brain. They utilize it. Let's talk about mathematicians, scientists, you know, musicians, architects, just all sorts of different fields of study that really are left brain dominant. They're working with facts and figures and a lot of analysis, and so that's the left side of the brain. Now, but the right side of the brain is where intuition is really coming from, if you want to call it that, say that it's coming from a side of the brain. And that is the side of the brain that's more responsible for creativity, imagination, free-form thinking, artistic aptitude, emotions. So again, the left side of the brain is more logic, reasoning, critical thinking, etc. Now, we all use both sides of the brain. It's just some of us tend to be left side dominant and some of us tend to be more right side dominant. Those of us that are more right side dominant are really very often more tuned in to their intuitive nature. But intuition is such a powerful tool. It really is a natural gift that we're all given. And when we ignore it, it tends to be forgotten. But when we pay attention to it, it tends to become louder and louder and more powerful for us. And we can really use it as a superpower. That's why I like to consider intuition is a superpower. Now, it is very powerful and it can be very intimidating at the same time. So let's talk about a few reasons why it's so powerful. One, intuition reveals deep truths in our lives. So the truths are either about ourselves, other people, or life, you know, as a whole. Intuition helps us develop a deeper understanding and insight. So the result is that we feel more intelligently guided in our thoughts, feelings, and decisions. When intuition is your dominant sense that you're listening to over everything else, then all the other thoughts or feelings or logic or reasoning, you become even better at all the other senses when you let intuition be the number one guiding force. So number two, intuition helps us identify negative omens in our life. So failure, financial collapse, death, emotional threat. Intuition puts us in touch with our instinctive defense systems, helping us avoid harm. So when we learn to sharpen our intuition and our intuitive skills, we become much, much better at avoiding all of these other quote unquote omens in our life. Number three, intuition opens new paths to us. So by helping us identify positive signs in our lives, intuition will open new doors to us when we least expect it. Number four, intuition guides us and helps us to make wise decisions. By allowing us to know what decisions to make and when, intuition helps us to achieve a measure of confidence and peace of mind, assisting us in following paths that are true to ourselves. Paths with heart. And number five, intuition helps us to live fulfilling lives. So truth hurts. Very often truth is very painful, but the truth also helps us to wake up to the false, corrupted, and often delusional lives that we sometimes lead or choices we occasionally make. So intuition brings, it's the bringer of truth, basically, and thus the bringer of change and transformation. Because once we acknowledge truth, as painful as it may be, we can then make the decisions for the better for our lives. So, you know, sometimes the most painful decisions that we have to make bring us the greatest rewards once we get moved past the pain. And this is where intuition can be a massive driving force for us. When we listen to it, we can make decisions that ultimately help our lives to be much more genuine and much more fulfilling and rewarding. So here's a really great question and something to think about with intuition that comes up for a lot of people when I talk to them. How do you distinguish between fearful thoughts and intuition? So, you know, it's easy to get confused. Is that me being a little paranoid, or is that that voice inside me? It can be cloudy sometimes, you know, when we're under a lot of stress, for example, and there's a lot of outside stress in our lives, our intuition can get clouded over with other emotions or thoughts that can feel like intuition, but really they're not, it's not our intuition. It's the stress taking over and confusing us with fearful thoughts. So it's very common to confuse the voice of intuition with the voice of fear. And in order for us to make the most intelligent, successful, wise, loving, meaningful decisions in our lives, we need to learn how to make a clear distinction between intuition and fear. So let's talk about this, especially for somebody who's skeptical. Let's say you're innately just a skeptical, questioning person. You like to be proven things. You like to see things. You're gonna doubt things before you really believe them, okay? And if you're that kind of person, okay, so you're a questioning person. So let's distinguish between fearful thoughts and intuitive guidance, and how to pay attention to each inner voice. Fear. Okay, so fear feels heavy and dark, and it's emotionally charged. Generally, again, you're in a stressful situation. You're reacting to something that just happened. You're reacting to emotions. You're reacting to somebody or something that just happened. So it's emotionally charged. This is fear. You know, I need to do this or else this is going to happen. I need to react right now. I need to do something immediately. So very often that's fear. Fear is also vague. It's very often not, you're not sure about it. Fear makes you frustrated, overwhelmed, confused, and anxious. Fear causes you to ruminate and get lost in cycles of thought. You just obsess. You think about it over and over and over again. Have you ever been in a situation where you're scared and you just keep thinking about it, or you're anxious, you keep thinking about it? So that's fear. Now let's talk about intuition in comparison. Intuition feels light. Intuition feels unemotional. Intuition is crystal clear. Intuition makes you feel calm, inspired, with a sense of resolution. Intuition spontaneously arises. It immediately feels right without further rational thought. You don't have to think your way into intuition. You don't have to rationalize your way into intuition. You don't have to stress your way into it. So there's some very big distinctions between fear and intuition and how to pay attention to the difference between them. And that's very powerful. I recommend just listening to that again, the differences between fear and intuition. So how do you trust your intuition to make big life decisions then? Well, here's what we can do. When we listen to our intuition, we experience clarity that helps us make the most beneficial choices for our lives. And when you get good at this, it starts to happen very naturally, like second nature. So first, how do we trust our intuition? Here's 9 ways to do this. First, 1, we're going to silence our mind. Getting into a meditative state is an amazingly beautiful way to start getting in touch with your own intuition. 2, ask yourself, how do I feel about this decision? Do you feel calm? Do you feel happy? Do you feel inspired? 3, focus on the sensations in your body. 4, explore whether fear is fueling you, like we just discussed. 5, formulate your conclusion and live both scenarios. Play out both scenarios when you're being guided by your intuition. 6, don't allow pressure to sway you in one direction or another. 7, ask for guidance. That's the best one. 8, develop more self-awareness. And 9, clear your third eye. So when we silence the mind, often the mind, right, tends to hijack our decisions and our thought. We just have so many different thoughts. We reason, we rationalize, we work things out, we make lists, you know, pros, cons. But the best thing to do is to silence your mind. When you silence your mind, your intuitive superpowers will come to the surface more readily. So you can do deep breathing. Deep breathing is a great way to quiet the mind. Getting into a meditative state, even a guided meditation can be very, very, very helpful with music. And then you ask yourself, how do I feel about this decision? How do I feel about this decision once you quiet the mind? 3, then you're going to focus on the sensations in your body. What's your breathing like? Are you calm? Are you sitting down? How do you feel? Are you feeling relaxed? 4, you're going to explore whether fear is fueling you or whether you're really tuning in to your intuitions. 5, you're going to formulate your conclusion and live both scenarios. So you're going to visualize both scenarios when you're weighing different decisions and see which one feels the most right. 6, don't allow pressure to sway you. Don't allow pressure to sway you. Make your decisions from purely a visual standpoint and a feeling, how you feel, calm, excited, at peace with the decision. 7, ask for guidance. This might be from somebody else. This might be by praying. This might be, you know, from inner wisdom or God, however you want to ask for guidance. And 8, develop more self-awareness. Just start to identify, you know, the quiet voice of your own intuition. And 9, clearing your third eye chakra, which is really the center of your intuitive abilities. So if you struggle with negative thinking patterns, overthinking, paranoia, or lots of anxiety, you probably have a third eye problem right now. So there's many, many, many ways to unblock that, but that's something you might want to look at in the future. Anyway, this was just touching on the power of intuition. I highly recommend really practicing listening to your own intuition. And you know, if you listen to this episode and you want to share some of your own experiences listening to your intuition, I would love to hear it. You can reach me on Instagram. I'm on Clubhouse. You can obviously respond on all these platforms where you're hearing the podcast. And please, please, please leave a review on iTunes. Like this, share it on any social media platform if you found this episode helpful. And by the way, I would love to help you strengthen your own intuition. I do coaching sessions and I love helping people take their lives to the next level. So I look forward to getting in touch with you somehow, or you getting in touch with me somehow. You can also leave voice messages on Anchor if you want to leave me a message, or again, find me on Instagram and for L Noel Coaching. And I look forward to the next episode with you. Have a beautiful Valentine's Day. I hope your day is filled with love. I hope your year is filled with love. And until next time, thanks for listening.